Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the fifth day of Iyar Tovshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Soda, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to talk about the order of the bringing of the Mincha of the Soda. That was done after all the things we mentioned in the previous chapter. And it's going to tell us that the Mincha of the Soda required something that very few other Minchas required, and that was Tenufa, waving. It had to be waved before it was brought to the Mizbeach. The Kohen had to take it from the hand of the, would take from the hand of the woman the Mincha, and he would wave it. He would bring it close to the Mizbeach afterwards. What was involved in that waving? The Kohen would put the Mincha in his hand, and he would wave it in the eastern side of the Mizbeach, both to and fro and up and down. But it required both the hands of the owners and the hand of the Kohen to be involved. The Gemara learns how we know this. Our Mishnah is now going to talk about how this was done. Noitel hoya noitel es minchasa. The Kohen would take the mincha. It was known as the mincha of kenayas, the mincha of jealousy of the Seder. Mitoich kefifa mitzris. It would be taken from a basket that was made of palm leaves, palm tree leaves, that was held in the hand of the Seder. There's other opinions what the Kfifa Mitzris was. Now, we've said that it was the Kohen who would take the Mincha from the hands. Some, however, learn that it wasn't the Kohen, it was actually the husband who would take the Mincha, and he would put it in a Klisharis, as we'll soon see. By putting it into the Klisharis, he's actually making it Kodesh, makes it holy. That's called the Kiddush Hakli. Others, however, learn that it was not the Kohen who would take the Mincha and put it in a Klisharis, it was actually the husband who would do that. That's how Rashi and the Bar Tanura learn that this was done by the husband. V'noisna al yoda. And then what he would do is he would place, after the Mincha was sanctified, was made holy in the Klisharis, then the Mincha was again put on the hands of the Soter. This time, V'choyen maniach yada mitachteha, the Kohen would put his hand under her hand, umanifa, and together they would wave the Mincha to and fro and up and down. Now, did the Kohen's hands actually touch the hands of the Soter? Yishalmi actually says that it says V'choyen maniach yada. And it doesn't say umaniach yada to tell us that it had to be done by the Kohen. But then the Yerushalmi asks also, is that right? Is that nice that the Kohen should be putting his hands together with the hands of the Soter? So they first attempt an answer by saying that there was a cloth that was placed between his and her hand. The Gemara then says, but that would constitute a chatzitza. That would be an interruption. So the Gemara finally concludes and says, no, there was no cloth in between, but they either took a Kohen, therefore, who would be less, there would be less worry about him putting his hand under the hand of the woman, or maybe it was even a young Kohen, but then they said that it was a short time and it would not cause any problem for the Yetzer Hara. Mishnah Beis. Here we talk about the Seder and how they offered the Mincha. What was done first? Was the Mincha offered first and then given, and then the Soter given to drink? Or was the Soter given to drink and then the Mincha was offered? This is a subject of a Machlekes Tanaim. Heinif vehigish, says Mishnah Beis. The Kohen would wave the Mincha of the Soter, and then afterwards he would take the Mincha from the hand of the Soter and bring it to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. That's vehigish. Kovatz. Then the Kohen would take a kmitza, take a fistful of the mincha, that he would put his hand into the mincha and scoop up the three fingers, and cover the palm of his hand and close it. That was called the mincha, that was called the kmitza. V'hiktir, and he would burn that kmitza, that fistful of flour, on the mizbeach. V'hasha'ar, and the rest of the mincha that was left after the kmitza, nechal ha'kohen, would be eaten by the kohenim. Like all minchas, which kmitza was done to, that the balance was eaten by the kohenim. It was had a level of kedusha of kodshei kedoshim, and it was only eaten, therefore, by the kohenim, and only in within the curtains of the azara. Now, all these steps that were mentioned were actually done after the seder was given to be was given the drink. The chachamim are therefore of the opinion, hoya mashka v'achakach makivis minchasa. He would be mashka. He would give her to drink, and afterwards the mincha would be offered. It is a bit difficult to follow, to see the actual order of what was done, because when we look at the pasuk of the seder, it starts off saying, "V'hishkas isha, he shall give the woman to drink the waters hamarim that will bring the curse on her." Then afterwards it says, "The kohen should take the mincha, he should offer it," and then it says, "V'achar yashke esa isha samayim," and afterwards he gives it to drink. That would seem to imply that afterwards, after that event, after the mincha, he then gives it a drink. And then again afterwards, the third time it says, V'hishka esamayim, he shall give it a drink. So the Chachamim, however, whose opinion we just now quoted, the first opinion in the Mishnah, they say that the drinking was done first, and then the offering of the mincha. And for this reason, the Gemara goes into an analysis as to what these three psukim, three times that it says gives her to drink, are referring to. According to the Chachamim, the first time that it says v'hishkas isha, he gives her to drink, is telling us the order. The first thing before the mincha was offered was giving her to drink. Yes, it had to be it dissolved in the water, but that was before the mincha was offered. And even though after the mincha it says, he shall give her to drink the water, we learn special halachas for that. We learn that it has to be properly dissolved, and it cannot be she can't be given it to be drink to drink until after the Megillah is totally dissolved. There cannot be any marks of the writing on the Megillah. The third time that it says v'hishka, and he shall give her to drink, again is not to tell us the order, but rather to tell us that if it was dissolved and she says, I'm not drinking, she refuses to drink, we force her to drink. So the forcing of her to drink is learned from the last time it says v'hishka. So of the three times that it says give her to drink, the first one is the one that really counts in terms of the order. M'hishka and then the mincha. First the drinking and afterwards the mincha. This is the first opinion in our Mishnah, the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon says, no. He says, Makirvis minchasa v'yachakacha yamashke. He says, first he would be giving the offering the mincha, and afterwards the soter would be given the waters to be drunk. Shenamra, as it says, v'achar yashke sa'isha samayim. It says, and afterwards he shall give the woman to drink the water. Well, according to Rabbi Shimon says, it's not the first v'hishka that tells us the order of what's to be done. It's the second time. The second time that it says, v'achar yashke, and afterwards gives a drink, which appears after the story of the mincha. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, that is the critical order. That's how it has to be done. The second time that it appears tells us, you do it, the kohen gives it a drink after the mincha's brought. Well, if that's the case, what's the first mincha tell? What's the first v'hishka telling us? And the Gemara learns, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the first hishka is telling us that b'di'evet, as the Mishnah goes on to say, im hishka v'achakach ikir v'smenchasa kishera, that if they made a mistake and they gave it a drink before they offered the mincha, which according to Rabbi Shimon, that's a mistake because it should be the other way around, it'll still be kishera. It'll still be okay. B'di'evet. So therefore, the opening verse of the first time that it says v'hishka is simply telling us that if it was given prematurely to drink, if they gave it before the mincha, no, it'll be all right. It'll still be kosher. But the Chachamim don't like learning that way, because the Chachamim hold that it's not so logical to say that the Torah would open up with a command that is b'di'evet. That the first time it says v'hishka is telling us, and he gives it a drink, if he did it the wrong way, that'll be right. The Chacham say, prefer to say no. If it says Vihishka the first time, that's telling us the order, give it a drink and then the Mincha. So, to summarize, according to Rabbi Shimon, again, the first Vihishka is telling us, but he ever the other way around, if he gave it the drink before the Mincha, it's kosher. The second time, when it says Va'achar Yashke, and after it's given, is the order, is telling us that's how it should be done. First the Mincha, and then Achar Yashke, then he gives it to drink. And the third time that it says Vihishka, he will learn exactly like the Tanakama to say that if the Megillah was dissolved and she refuses to drink and she says, no, I don't want to drink it, we will force her to drink it anyway. And that's learned from the third time that it says Vihishka in the Psukim there.